Back together again, eh?
Let's play.
I'm going in. Cover me, Porkins.
I'm right with you, Red 3.
But I don't want to be a pirate! Oh!
Marvelous. Absolutely marvelous.
It's more for time!
Will you shut up?
I'm a fucking artist. I'm sensitive as shit. We'll do it live.
This is a big one. I'm coming to join you, honey.
I said give me a hell yeah!
Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Do you like a jelly baby?
No! No!
All right, so you're listening to the Obscure Gentleman podcast. We're a pop cultural nostalgia podcast,
yeah.
I guess you could say. I'm your host, Aaron Alvarez, and, who are you?
I'm Alex Mitchell, your co-host, as always.
Yeah, and we're, it's our second episode.
Yeah.
2x2.
4x4.
Oh, 2x4. That's in like 100 years.
Yeah.
Some stuff has happened since our first recording.
Oh, yeah.
Which we kind of did, like, before all this news started happening. So, over the course of 2 weeks, I think.
Yeah.
It seems
like it's been a bit longer, to be honest.
Three icons have passed away.
All of them British and all of them lingering around the age of 60,
70.
69 and 70. Yeah.
So, first, Lemmy Kilmister passed away. Which was devastating. It was like Lemmy died.
Yeah.
Okay. So that happened in very very late December.
I mean that's like a metal icon. I mean
it's a rock and roll icon.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. When people think of like a rock and roll like kind of like character, I think that pops in their mind. You know, like the hat and the
just the chops, the chop mustache.
Yeah. Thing, everything about him is just, and he's just such an iconic.
And
person.
For more on that, eventually you'll be able to listen to 12 for a Penny. They're going to have a special, which I was on for Lemmy. So you'll hear all our thoughts there. Yeah. Okay, so after Lemmy passed away...
It's like, okay, we've had some time to
accept it. Oh, like, fuck. And then out of nowhere, out of the blue, David Bowie passes away. Also cancer.
That was weird because I saw that and I asked, like, is David Bowie dead? And I think you just ignored my message completely because you... It just hit you so hard that...
I didn't ignore the message. I just...
I don't think you noticed it, though. It's like one of those things where...
Here's the thing. I found out right, like, before you had sent that. And so when you sent it, I was already in my state of grief.
Yeah. Because that's what I'm thinking. I was like, man.
On our website, you can look at the blog. And I talk a little bit about it. But essentially, I stepped outside for a second because I heard my sister and my mother say something.
Yeah.
David Bowie. I'm like, what the hell's going on? So I step outside and I look at the television and it says David Bowie dead at 69. And I, all of a sudden, I found it very hard to breathe.
Yeah.
And I just like...
You are a big David Bowie fan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, and
I feel like that is one of those things that we haven't really established on yours. Like, you're a massive David Bowie fan.
Yes. And so... I don't really remember what happened next. I just remember my mom saying, what's wrong? And I just looked at her and said, it's David Bowie. I quickly went to my room, and I'm not going to lie, I fucking sobbed into my pillow.
Yeah.
I cried audibly. It was like, gut-wrenching.
I felt bad for Lemmy because I was like, oh, that sucks.
I felt very bad for Lemmy.
But something weird happened with Bowie for me. I didn't feel that way because I'm not as big a fan as you are. But I still felt this kind of weird like thing because I felt like... I was kind of short of breath, to be honest.
Yeah.
It was a little weird because I was like, I never had that kind of reaction.
I mean, for me, I really did love Lemmy, and
he's
one of my favorite musicians of all time. And but Bowie was a little bit different for me.
Because he's not. I think he's not just a musician in that regard.
It wasn't even just that. It's just more this more nostalgic feel that I have for him. There's more connection and ties that I have to him, and I go into it in that blog on our website. But so that happened, and a few days it was just me being really fucking sad.
Yeah,
you brought up like, why don't we do a Bowie episode? And that's a good question. Why aren't we doing a Bowie episode?
Yeah.
And I think the reason is because I think it's a little too soon for at least me to because I will be a mess if we do a Bowie episode. I won't be able to speak properly.
Yeah.
And I think, in the spirit of things, we still need to keep things light and happy
right now.
Even though we're talking about this. So, while that was going on, and while everyone was, like, just knee-deep in these emotions, someone else passed away.
Yeah, this is Alan Rickman.
And I thought, Because my first time, the first time I found out was from you on our GroupMe chat.
Yeah.
I thought you were fucking around. Like,
no.
I thought
no.
you had been watching Die Hard or something.
Oh. Because I posted that, like, in the middle of the night pretty... Well, yeah, I woke
up to that. And seeing that, I was like, what? So I went on Facebook and I'm like, oh, shit, Alan Rickman is dead. And I didn't get, like, super sad or anything. I just got, like, fuck, another one?
Yeah.
Like, it was... And don't get me wrong, I love Alan Rickman. I love him as Snape, as Hans Gruber, as all the bad guys he's played.
Metatron.
The dude with the mullet in Three Musketeers.
Yes.
Or was he in Three Musketeers?
No, I think it was Robin
Hood. That was Robin Hood, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a similar time period.
And I get him confused with Lupin in Dragonheart, but that's
but yeah, another I story. Mean, he was pretty iconic. And it's just weird. It's like these three iconic English people from like different almost areas. You have one who's like that almost representative of like the hard drinking working class, sort of like don't fuck with me sort of persona. Then you have the artistic sort of out there. Then you have like your classic British actor sort of style,
almost Shakespearean.
He did King Richard and tons of stuff like that. And they all passed away. And they all died of cancer, and it's just
they all were pretty much around the same age.
Yeah, and it's just like Jesus Christ, it happened so fast.
Yeah.
But and we're not doing episodes on them, no. obviously.
And Grizzly Adams also.
Oh yeah, and today we found out Grizzly Adams passed away, also in his 70s of cancer.
Yeah,
a
little weird.
I have nothing really to say about Grizzly Adams.
Yeah,
except he had a beard.
Yeah,
that's the only really thing I can say.
I'm sure. So I'm not trying to be a dick about it because
no, I'm sure some people are broken up.
Yeah, it's just I don't have that kind of connection. Like that sucks because I'm aware of him as an iconic
but
character.
But he's Grizzly Adams.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he'll live on in the hearts of
someone. I don't know Grizzly Adams did because, and in my mind, it's just he's Davy Crockett. I picture Davy Crockett.
I picture him fighting bears.
Yeah,
yeah,
like Davy Crockett.
Kind of, yeah.
See, we're probably both very wrong.
No, yeah, we probably are because
did Grizzly Adams take place in like the 1800s or was it like a modern thing?
A modern thing that just takes place in the woods.
Oh wow!
Because no, I don't know. No, I don't know because like he dresses up like a modern guy that just hangs out in the woods, so I don't know.
I thought he wore, like, deerskin and stuff.
Modern in the 70s.
See, I don't know. I know nothing about Grizzly Adams.
Yeah,
right.
But well, rest in peace, all you people who
touched
our lives in very different
and
ways.
So Bowie, Lemmy, and Alan Rickman.
And Grizzly
Adams. And Grizzly Adams. So, an unrelated note, today's show is not about cancer or Grizzly Adams or... any of that stuff. I mean, one day we could do a Grizzly Adams episode, I suppose.
Yeah.
I mean, it is part of pop culture.
It is.
Yeah. So today's episode, it is related to something that's kind of been going on recently. And it has to do with soft drinks.
Yeah.
Today's topic didn't affect us really because we were like probably too young. But again, this show, we don't only cover stuff that we grew up with. It's also a chance for us to research things that came out.
Kind of be on the outside looking in.
Like to see stuff from before our time. Yeah. Like, you know, like the Pet Rock maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
I imagine that would be a
boring episode. I don't know what you could do about that.
Guy created a rock.
And he didn't create them. He just he found them.
So today's episode, if anyone's heard, it's due to make a comeback in July. Today's episode is Crystal Pepsi. So, Crystal Pepsi, have people heard of it, obviously?
It does seem like one of those things where people bring up, like, failed products.
Yes.
Whenever it's that and New Coke that
it seems like Crystal Pepsi is the New Coke of Pepsi.
Yeah.
And it's, like, it's very talked about. People always use it as a punchline.
Yeah.
But
oddly enough, I don't see as much hatred for it as I do for New Coke.
Oh, that's another episode altogether.
Yeah.
But so we're doing this today because it's recently been in the news, the whole the relaunch of it. They're going to bring it back. They already have a limited supply that they sent to certain people.
I believe about 35K cases, I think, were made.
And they sent them to just different people around the country. Yeah.
A lot of people not really happy about that, by the way. That
really?
A very limited supply, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's just to get the hype going.
Okay.
There's a YouTuber I follow, and I follow him on social media, Danny the Sinistalker. This is just a dude who, he just hangs around San Diego and, like, eats Mexican food, goes to wrestling events.
Sounds like a good guy.
But he really enjoyed it when because he won the promotion thing.
Yeah.
And they gave him these little bottles, and he said it tasted like Pepsi, but a little lemony, vanilla-y. Like, not exactly like Pepsi.
So it's like if I added, like Pepsi with lime and Pepsi vanilla together, kind
of? Like, if you added vanilla, like a drop of vanilla extract with a little bit of lime, maybe? Mm. I don't know, because I've heard different, like...
Yeah, I've heard some people say it's one of the greatest things
they've ever made. Some people say it just tastes like normal Pepsi.
But it's just, like, so, not sludge.
I don't know who to trust, so once it is released, we're going to obviously have to try it and, like...
We'll do a taste test.
Revisit this, just to... Revisit it in our intro, at least, just to be like, well, now we've tasted it, so... Yeah. But... Let's talk about the history of this. So what's the history behind Crystal Pepsi?
Crystal Pepsi, yeah. It's I think it is one of those kind of like early 90s.
It's like 1993, right?
Yeah. Okay. I actually have a little bit of
paper. All right.
Crystal Pepsi was a soft drink made by PepsiCo from 1992 to 1993 in the United States. So already we can establish that you and I were probably way too young to have...
I was 2 and 3 years old, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like 1.
Okay.
1 and 2.
I mean, I hope you weren't drinking Crystal Pepsi in a bottle.
That's the thing. that is the thing, yeah. I think my parents were very conscious not to give me soda.
I mean, when you're a 1 year old, that's insane if you
were. No, but even at like 5 or 6, I don't think they were letting me have it.
Oh, okay.
It was also sold for a short time in Canada and Australia. In the early 90s, a marketing fad equating clarity with purity began with the remake of Ivory Soap from its classy, milky solution. So yeah, do you remember like...
Wait, what?
What I'm saying, like, what this is saying is that, like, basically things that were, like, clear were considered to be good. Like you know how they started selling, like, bottled water and
yeah,
stuff like that?
Yeah, like, it was the whole purity thing.
Yeah, so, like, even things like white...
Wait, but the soap is what, like, started that?
Yeah, apparently, yeah. This idea spread to many companies, including PepsiCo. Pepsi marketed this new formula as a caffeine-free, pure alternative to the classic reddish-brown normal colas.
Yeah, like if you watch the commercial with, like, we'll get to what song is on that commercial.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the listeners already heard it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the whole commercial, it's nothing but, like, everything's pure. Nature is doing better than science. It's like, what the hell?
I feel so bad because they show, like, one of the, like, white rhinos. I'm like, these things are, like, dead. They're extinct. They're going to be extinct very soon.
The whole commercial is just nothing but pure... clean, white, everything is good when it's, like, it's a...
White is right.
Yeah, it is a very strange commercial, and they try to get, like, puns, like, change on the world or something, and then, like, literal change, pocket change falls off of a map.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's a very strange ad.
It's a very 90s ad, I'll say that much.
Oh, no, it is... I think there's someone rollerblading...
Yeah, okay.
I mean, that's...
There's bright colors and...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a...
And Van Hagar is playing in the background.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's right.
Right
now, yeah.
Choose your tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay.
All
right. At the time, soda products were gathering a negative, unhealthy image, and consumers preferred more healthy alternatives, like natural juices. The market already had a long list of colas, diet colas, caffeine-free colas, among others... And Pepsi believed, why not have another cola? After test marketing it in a few areas and receiving a fair response, Pepsi launched Crystal Pepsi in April 1992. The marketing slogan for Crystal Pepsi was, you've never seen a taste like this. So, yeah. When you think about it, isn't that kind of weird? Because it's like, we have a ton of soda now.
Yeah. From my understanding, when they did the market research...
They did, like, very liberal, very kind of...
No, here's the thing. They would have groups of 12 people, and it would always be that the people who loved it outnumbered the people who hated it. So it was usually three to four people usually disliked it, like, heavily. The rest liked it, but when they found out that it was Pepsi, they were like, I like it, but but don't make it. So it was this weird thing of they took the information of, well, they like it.
Yeah.
It's success. But at the same time, the people were like, they were essentially like, I like this drink, but I don't think it should be called Pepsi. And then you had that other small portion and was like, I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate everything about it. So it's weird that this market research was like, well, they said they like it, and
it's also one of those things too where it's like you're given a free thing.
Yeah.
And you like it at that moment, but that doesn't mean I'm gonna go out
more. Well, and also they're not paying attention to the fact that the criticism of it was, why are you calling this Pepsi?
Yeah.
Like, you know?
I also read up that a lot of these like cities that they did the research in were very trendy cities, kind of.
Yeah.
So that may have had some kind of. Well,
and when your drink is as iconic as Pepsi,
yeah,
what you're trying to do is tell them that the thing that they love and they're used to, it like
is bad.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, that thing that's really iconic and beloved by everyone. Well, this new thing is better, but then that comes to a point where there was a misconception. People thought Crystal Pepsi was replacing Pepsi.
Really?
Because the marketing made it seem like
this shit's gone forever. Right?
Because that whole advertising campaign of like, clear is better, this is better.
Yeah.
It's almost made it like, oh, so what we've been drinking is bad. You don't want us to have it anymore. This is the new thing. And that's what people thought. They thought like Pepsi's going to get rid of their normal Pepsi and replace it with Crystal Pepsi. And that's not their intention, but the marketing kind of fucked up.
Yeah. It seems... well, I think the fact that we're kind of talking about it in a very past tense sort of
thing. Yeah.
Have you ever tried it?
No, because it was discontinued by the time... like.
Yeah.
So, I think it's interesting, though, that instead of sort of advertising it as, like, a new product from Pepsi... they instead marketed it as like the new Pepsi. It's like it
is a little reminiscent of New Coke.
Yeah, whereas like I think Pepsi Blue, which came later, I think their advertising was a little bit better because they did market it as like, here's an alternative, here's like something else, this is special, it's from Pepsi, but it's not replacing Pepsi.
Yeah, the only problem was it was Pepsi Blue.
I liked Pepsi Blue.
I couldn't stand it.
I loved Pepsi Blue.
I couldn't stand it.
I don't know. But okay, so what else?
Though the initial sales were promising, consumers were not happy with the taste. Sales, around 470 million in the first year, were probably more out of curiosity than anything else. So, yeah, I mean, that's always a thing, right? It's like, and that's the same thing with movies, too, where it's like, you have more people that are going to be seeing it in the first, you know, unless it's like a big thing like Star Wars or Jurassic Park, you're going to be people going, you know, purchasing whatever it is they have just because it's new.
Well, I need to see what this is. Yeah.
What's this all about? Oh, this sucks. I'm never watching or buying this thing again.
And again, they went in with that mindset of like, instead of like, this is just another drink, this is the drink that's getting rid of the drink I like.
Yeah. It was similar in taste to the original Pepsi. Other colorless sodas like 7-Up and Sprite had a citrus or lemon flavor. Customers were not sure how Crystal Pepsi was supposed to taste. Was it supposed to taste like Pepsi? Was it not supposed to taste like Pepsi? If it was supposed to taste like Pepsi, why was it more expensive than Pepsi?
Okay, and that's another thing that the advertising did very wrong. Yeah, they didn't let you know what the hell it was supposed to taste like. It was just like...
it's clear.
Yeah, that's all you were... yeah, you just knew, like, here's a clear soda.
See, if it were me back in the day, and yeah, if it were more expensive, but it's just... oh, it's clear. It's like, well, why don't I just buy Pepsi?
Well, again, it was pushing that whole, like, this is healthier thing.
It's soda.
Because it's clear. It just doesn't have brown syrup.
People didn't look at nutrition facts back then.
No, so, but...
I feel like they didn't exist until, like, 2000.
What the commercials made you think was, this is Pepsi, but clear, when in reality, it was just another type of soda product that they marketed very weirdly.
So I feel like Sierra Mist is that's Pepsi's thing too, right? Don't they own that? I believe they do.
Yeah, they do.
All right, and here's something interesting here. Pepsi had failed to position the product correctly.
Yeah.
In the meantime, obviously, Coca-Cola launched its own transparent product called Tab Clear in December 1992. Coca-Cola positioned the product as sugar and calorie-free diet product. On the other hand, Crystal Pepsi had sugar content and failed to find the right fit in the diet category. So yeah, it's one of those weird things where you're advertising it as being like better, but
it's weird because it isn't. Their whole advertising was that it's good because it's clear.
Yeah,
like which is, I mean, that help that stupid people will fall for that, I guess.
Yeah. Well, did they? Because it seems like they didn't after a while.
It seems like no one cared about the whole health benefit thing. They were more focusing on like, why the fuck is my Pepsi clear? That seems to be all they cared about. Instead of like, well, this is a healthier alternative. When it clearly wasn't.
But, yeah.
I mean, it just didn't have caffeine. So.
Does Pepsi have a caffeine-free soda?
I know Coke does. I don't know if they still do, but I remember they used to come in like those gold cans.
That's Coke.
Is that Coke caffeine-free?
Yeah.
I think Pepsi did that too, though.
Really?
I think they.
You know what? I think you're right. Yeah, I do kind of remember something.
Yeah,
like that.
Caffeine-free Pepsi, I believe, was a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Pepsi-free was caffeine-free, wasn't it?
Yes.
I believe that's. What
I think that's what it was.
Yeah, it was called Pepsi-free. Yeah.
There's so many. We could talk for hours about soda. There's so many different kinds. Okay. According to Coca-Cola marketing chief officer Sergio Zimon, Tab Clear was intentionally suicidal kamikaze effort to create an unpopular beverage that was positioned as an analog of Crystal Pepsi in order to kill both in the process.
Oh my god.
That sounds like one of those things where I'm not sure if he's telling the truth or not, because it could be one of those things where it's like, yeah, we always intended to fail.
I can picture that, though. Like, there's a boardroom of, like early, like, 90s dudes.
Yeah. Wearing big, big shoulder pads.
Gentlemen, how do we defeat Crystal Pepsi? How do we make everyone hate it?
Like,
but I mean,
making a whole product to tank another product is insane.
That is insane. That's why I don't believe it.
But again,
it's from Coke, though, so I could call it
one of the largest companies on earth.
And because they were legitimately scared that Pepsi was coming up on them back then.
Well, because the
Pepsi outselling
in my research? Yeah, my research I was doing in the 80s, Pepsi was actually outselling Coca-Cola.
Yeah, the Pepsi generation.
And,
right?
Yeah, and they were scared. They were like, "What the hell is going on?" You know, because Pepsi was having all these pop stars and stuff, Michael Jackson, Madonna, all this stuff, and Coca-Cola was like, we're Coca-Cola. How could this happen?
Yeah.
We're
established.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, they were still remarkably more wealthier than Pepsi.
But
at the same time, all of a sudden, like,
you were losing stock in the eyes of the people. It does feel like one of those, I was only pretending to be stupid and but at the same time, I could kind of still buy into the fact that they would create a shitty product.
I mean, that is kind of, it's kind of genius, though. Like, you flood the market with something that is intentionally bad, so people associate clear cola as bad.
That's what I'm going to get to right now. The born to die strategy included using the poor performing Tab brand rather than Coke, labeling the product as a sugar-free diet drink to confuse consumers into thinking Crystal Pepsi had no sugar and marketing the product as if it were medicinal. Zimon said that Pepsi spent an enormous amount of money on the brand, and regardless, we killed it. Both of them were dead in 6 months.
It's amazing that in the 90s, that whole, like, this is healthy for you, everyone was like, get that shit out of my face.
I mean, that's it in terms of, like, the old history of Crystal Pepsi for me. Yeah. Then we had, like Pepsi Clear, right?
And okay, so, no. Okay, so, what happened, my question is this. After it tanked.
Oh, yeah, and it did tank.
Pepsi was like, well, what are we going to do to secure the brand name? Because it's a good brand name, they thought.
It's not bad. So, I look at it, it's nice.
So they did what they should have done at the beginning, and they relaunched it as Crystal by Pepsi.
Okay.
And it was a completely different soda. It was essentially Pepsi's answer to, like,
the Sprite.
It was that kind of beverage. It tanked, though, because, again,
association.
People were like, fuck Crystal Pepsi, I don't want that.
Yeah.
But they had an advertising campaign of, like, it's Crystal, buy Pepsi.
I think at that point, you've already done, like, too much damage.
Yeah, they should have called it something else.
Yeah.
Obviously, but they tried, and then after that, the whole notion of clear, like, not clear sodas, but, like, Crystal Pepsi became a punchline.
Yeah.
Which is weird because New Coke, even though it was arguably a bigger failure, like,
because it was, because I again, there's a reason why we're doing this episode is, yeah, because this product was still liked by people,
but it was the,
it just became a punchline of like, yeah, your product fucked up.
But the thing is, New Coke was the bigger failure.
It was hated.
Like,
it was, no, that was the new
it
product.
It took 6 months for them to get rid of it because, yeah, see, and the
difference, this at least lasted like
the difference with New
year.
Coke was it was replacing Coca-Cola. Yeah. And after 6 months, they got rid of it and brought Coca-Cola Classic.
Yeah.
And that's why it became called Coca-Cola Classic. But yeah, Crystal Pepsi ended up becoming a pop culture joke. And its place in pop culture is...
Mind you, New Coke is also still a pop culture.
But I'd say not as much. Like,
I don't know. That's debatable
you hear,
for me.
I think you hear more people making fun of Crystal Pepsi than... I mean, because look at it.
I think people make fun of it more because it's a completely new thing that fucked up versus like... Like, oh, well, you know, Coke is just trying, you know, to...
I mean, Saturday Night Live even lampooned it. They had Crystal Gravy, which was a skit in the 90s they did. I think the legacy of Crystal Pepsi is a bit...
It's murky now,
no,
though,
no,
isn't it?
No, for me, I think it's this. I think it's more of a nostalgic pop cultural, like, remember when they did that?
Yeah.
Whereas New Coke was just like, I can't believe they did that.
It's not looked at fondly.
Yeah, one is like a haha, like what
a 90s thing to do.
That's so stupid. The other one's like, can you believe the nerve of them?
And they were right to some extent. I mean,
I think that is correct. Yeah, it's like,
yeah. This is our first battle of the Cola War. Now,
but yeah, I mean, the marketing campaign for this, I do want to say it was a bust because the. Marketing your product only as it's clear.
Yeah.
It's like they didn't tell you anything about it really. They didn't tell you what it tasted like. They didn't
Isn't that when like the taste test would have been like useful, like, oh wow, this tastes great. Like, yeah, you know, just
a commercial that just like gives you something except like these vague like market research terms.
You know,
would
have been
at you.
Cool is like you have a bottle of regular Pepsi and a bottle of Crystal Pepsi right next to it, like, yeah, you have choice now.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, like
but the problem is, again, because...
We're not replacing it. Look, you got two bottles.
They didn't tell anyone that, and so people...
And that's, see, and again, I could have saved Crystal Pepsi with my little pitch I just gave.
Yeah, because, like, again, looking through, like, things people are saying at the time, and there was a lot of consumers who just thought, like, Pepsi's going away? It's going to be clear now? I mean, which is... It's kind of hilarious that would piss people off.
I mean, back then, we had the Gulf War and, you know...
I want my soda pop to be brown!
I mean, that's important to people, I guess. They need their soda to be...
Food is incredibly important to people, like...
But it's so strange, like, you tell people now who've never heard of it, like, yeah, people once got upset because there was a Pepsi product that was clear. But anyways, yeah... The Crystal Pepsi thing was huge, and now
okay, so
we're at a
point where nostalgia is very big.
And I mean,
look at our podcast.
This is sort of this is a telltale sign of like what nostalgia can do.
Yeah,
nostalgia can, even though at one point something can be disliked, nostalgia and like the whole love of pop culture can be so great that it can bring things back from the dead. Not people.
Yeah.
That's not real. Like, products.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, Transformers got big again with
yeah.
the whole... I mean, they've always been kind of big, but...
But this is a resurgence of a
90s.
Of a soda that, yeah. like, was known as being a joke, but now it's, like, for real, seriously being brought back.
Well, I mean, I'm aware that people have always been kind of, like sort of hammering for this, but maybe not on this level.
Everyone's on the Crystal Pepsi train now.
Yeah.
And
it's
funny though why they're on the train and what caused it, which is something you do not normally associate your product with.
Are we referring to
LA Beast?
LA Beast.
Okay, so there's this YouTuber named LA Beast
who's also from California
and he does eating competition
yeah.
stuff. And
he does a lot of weird things too, where I think he had like 24,000 calories, like he drank a whole bottle of like olive oil.
Oh yeah,
he does weird things
on his YouTube channel, and it was a semi-popular YouTube channel. He would eat weird things, drink weird things, and you know, laughs, and he'd get a lot of hits or whatever.
Yeah,
but it wasn't anything crazy until he did Crystal Pepsi. Now,
okay,
now it's not just normal Crystal Pepsi.
This was...
It's 20-year-old Crystal Pepsi.
Yeah, this wasn't a new bottle or anything. And there's a noticeable, like, a yellow tint on the bottle that he has.
It turned... Yeah, it went bad, obviously.
Oh, yeah. I mean, soda's shelf life, I think, is only about 3 years, I think.
It's That's still long to me. Damn.
That is still long, but it's not 20 years long.
So, he drinks it, and then he vomits it all.
Okay, let me say, and I watched the whole video, because I had to for this.
I saw it when it first came out.
He drinks the whole thing, and it's like, oh, man, that was awesome, you know, because, you know, this guy loves Crystal Pepsi.
He's a beast.
He is, an L.A. beast.
Yeah.
He loves Crystal Pepsi. Of course he's going to like it. Some time goes by, he's like, he's not feeling good, and all of a sudden you see him just vomit out everything that he had.
And what the crazy thing is, this video went viral.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, out of nowhere, L.A. Beast went from being like a semi-popular food eating contest guy and YouTuber to being like huge. His subscriptions like doubled.
Yeah.
He started appearing on late night shows and on TV.
Was he on Tosh?
I believe he was on Tosh.0.
That usually helps someone's
but it was YouTube career. It was weird. This dude throws a Crystal Pepsi, but then instead of people looking at Crystal Pepsi like, that's gross.
People are like, oh my god, I remember
they
that.
They need to bring that back.
Yeah.
It was like, a dude vomiting makes you want to drink something.
Yeah. And what's bizarre to me is that, you know, that got people going, and Pepsi themselves, I guess, saw this video and thought, you know what, this guy's all right.
Well, so then they announced... We will be bringing it back, and in July of 2016, I believe it's July, officially, it will be back on shelves.
Okay. I think it's cool.
It's not limited either, by the way. It's not like a limited time thing.
The initial release right now is a limited thing, but...
Yeah.
But I think Pepsi doesn't want another, like, bad PR thing.
It's not even limited right now. What it is like... It's only just... You can't buy it at stores. It's not like...
You get to, like, win it,
right? You had to have entered your information really early for a chance to win a six pack of it.
I'm okay with waiting, to be honest.
In the original, like the half bottles they used to sell, like the tiny plastic half
bottles. Oh, yeah.
But when it gets released officially in July, it's going to be in canned form and all that stuff. So,
oh, cool. So around my birthday, I'll buy myself a
Crystal Pepsi. And then your reaction, well, when we try it here, it's probably going to be
okay.
That tastes like a soda. So, all right. So we know now how Crystal Pepsi and history interacted with each other, and how this everything played out, and how it's playing out now. But what does the internet think? And the internet, I'm gonna just say overall, loves Crystal Pepsi.
But it's one of those things where it's like, do you really?
Now here's the thing, though. They love it, but they've never tasted it.
See,
and I think it's so weird that there's this massive love for a product that people either do, like.
I'm only excited because it's like I do feel a little nostalgic for the 90s. It happens every now and then.
What I think is funny about this whole thing is that the love that people are having for this is it's either.
Wow, that was really cool. I can't believe they did that. I love this so much. It's so kooky and silly.
The other is like,
I remember tasting it, but I don't remember what it tastes like, but I love this.
So...
I mean, that trailer, that... I'm a trailer. The commercial... A trailer for a song.
There was a commercial that was recently released for the... It was sort of a hype commercial.
It was called Floor 92.
And this dude goes back in time to the 90s.
No, it's not back in time. It's just they never shut down there.
Oh, yeah. But it's like the 90s.
Yeah, the 92nd floor, which, you know, 92.
Yeah.
You know.
So, I mean, it's weird. There's this big push and this big love for a product that a lot of people either didn't try or they don't remember what it tastes like. Like, there are people who'd remember. But at the same time, looking at what they remember it tastes like, everyone has a different version of what it tasted like.
Yeah, and there's, you know, I think it's one of those, like, you kind of had to, you really have to kind of be drinking it, like, I think in the now, because I think you're kind of just, you're kind of, like, your memory's fogged by
it's like Surge. I remember what's...
They brought that back, too.
Only online.
Yeah.
See, in my mind, because I haven't tried it since I was little, in my mind I remembered it tastes like, but I imagine if I tasted it now, I'd be like, this isn't quite what I remember, because that's what nostalgia does.
Like, if I tried lime with, like, Coke with lime again, I don't think I'd like it.
Because it tasted like baby wipes.
Yeah. Or you know what? The those super Coke machines they have in the restaurants now, you know.
Oh, the ones where you can do crazy combinations.
When you try just normal Coke, you always get like the residue of whatever else people. So I could taste a bit of lime in there. I'm like, oh, I don't like that.
So moving on to what people in general on the internet thought. So Pain Drain says, Crystal was everything that is now, but nothing that was early 90s. No preservatives, sugar-based, no caramel coloring. It is the time, right now! And, well, we will see.
He's got a lot of good ideas that don't finish or start properly, but I'm with this guy.
Crystal is everything that is now.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Right now. He's I think he's trying to sing the song.
Choose your tomorrow.
Yes.
So, Vox House Studios says, it's always weird when you see someone comment on something.
From their, like, little production.
They give it, or they just give their YouTube channel that name because they think they're going to become, like, a big studio thing. Right. So, okay. Right now, you're wondering why you can't see anything. Crystal Pepsi makes you blind.
Okay.
Well, he quoted a line from the commercial.
I don't remember.
Again, the commercial was filled with nothing but like random phrases.
Yeah.
Some that made no sense.
That's something that doesn't make sense to me because like I don't know. That's the kind of marketing where it's like we're really making our product feel bigger than it needs.
They were trying to make it feel majestic.
And I know the whole like you know share a Coke, spread the smile or whatever the fuck.
Spread a smile.
Yeah. I know that was a big thing, but when I look back on that, I'm like, that's kind of ridiculous.
See, now I don't know what it actually is.
God. Share a Coke is the current thing.
What was the spread the smile?
I like to give the world a smile.
Give the world a Coke. See,
I don't know.
Now it's,
I ruined it.
You ruined it. Spread a smile. That should be their new tagline.
Spread your smile.
So, Fuck Ho says,
okay.
Illuminati took the message. The song has and made pointless fucking commercial with pointless motherfucking right now subtitles to draw away from the real message the music video of this song is trying to bring.
Wow. Are you on the right now music video or are you on the
Pepsi commercial?
I'm confused. I'm confused myself.
The message the song is trying to bring is like
drink this.
Well, no. The song itself is the message is simply like it's like choose your own path in life.
Yeah. Be your own person.
I mean, I guess the commercial's trying to say... I don't know what the commercial's trying to say, because it's just like, clear is good.
And the white rhino is there. The white rhino is there. And I'm like...
Here's people doing leisurely activities.
The white rhino.
Alright, so Robert says...
Robert Cobb.
They can't make it anymore because of the crystallizing machines they used in the 90s. Oh, couldn't be ran anymore. Okay, so then this followed with a bunch of people saying, what the crystallizing machine? That's not how they did it. They did it with syrup.
Yeah.
What the hell is a crystallizing machine? What are you talking about? And so then he ends up responding, Crystallati machines. You don't know them? Crystallization machines? They crystal it. Okay. So that's how you make a crystal Pepsi. They need the crystallization chambers, the machines, to turn
He's got some weird, like very soft sci-fi thing going on for him right now.
That's totally little kid logic.
Yeah.
Like, crystal Pepsi, they must put it in a crystal machine. Make it all crystal.
I don't know.
Okay, Fosho874 says, I'd rather a beer. You kids can enjoy your sugary bullshit.
That feels like such a dad thing to say.
His name is Fosho 874 though.
Okay, then I don't know. My dad loves a Coke. My dad loves a good beer.
I'd say you could have both.
You can have both. Even
together at certain times. Not beer and Coke. Like you can have alcohol and like
they have those Jack Daniels Coke things.
A Lemmy.
No. Like Jack Daniels released like their own like.
Oh, they actually did?
Like, their own cola thing with like, a Jack taste to it.
Yeah, but that's not right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And yes, the Jack and Coke is now called the Lemmy.
Yeah, so if you order one, for the next 3 months, you're probably going to get some funny looks.
Keep on it. Yes. Keep on it, and you will influence every bartender.
I imagine every bartender keeps up with, like, the... Like trends, I would hope.
Well, no, not some of the bars I've been.
We will see. Okay, so Charmadone 9805 says, Pepsi has released worse stuff like Holiday Spice and Pepsi Blue, not to mention that Lemon Pledge tasting Pepsi twist.
Ouch.
Okay, so Holiday Spice,
You know what?
Never tried it?
I liked it.
Was it good?
It was okay. It was one of those things where it comes out once during the year. Fine. It's fine. Pepsi with the twist is like the lemon,
okay,
lime,
so
right?
I like Pepsi Blue. I thought it was great.
Have you tried it recently? Yeah,
they don't make it anymore.
Oh, there you go.
I loved it, though. It came in like the extended big bottle for some reason. Yeah, I love Pepsi Blue. Now, Pepsi Twist.
I liked
it. I didn't. When you take Coke or Pepsi or any sodas and put like a lime flavor in them, to me it always tastes like, and this guy says Pledge flavored, it tastes like baby wipes or like Lemon Pledge. To me it always felt like, because my mother always bought them when they were out, it tasted like someone just like twisted a baby wipe into the soda.
Okay, you know what? Maybe I didn't like Pepsi with a twist. I did like Coke with lime, though. So maybe that's...
I couldn't do it. Vanilla Coke is pretty good.
Vanilla Coke is awesome.
Cherry,
and you know what?
Cherry Pepsi, Cherry Coke.
They still sell vanilla, like, cherry. These are standard flavors.
Those work.
Yeah,
to me.
And they still sell them.
You can't mess that up.
You can't fuck up Vanilla Coke. It's too good.
Because, I mean, it's a thing that people have been doing in restaurants for years where,
yeah,
give me a drop of vanilla or a drop of cherry.
Yeah.
Of grenadine.
And Denny's will do that too, except they never have the frickin' syrups.
We're out. We're all out.
Always out.
Okay, jerks. So Tanker Division says...
You got a whole division.
I was in school when this came out. I remember buying it. Tasted just like Pepsi, but a bit lighter, like Sprite. Didn't care for it back then. But there was a rumor that there were pin needles being placed in Crystal Pepsi.
What?
Oh, well, he's not wrong. I actually, yeah. So apparently, and this is another reason to add to why they discontinued it, people were saying that they were finding needles inside the bottles.
Wow.
Because it's clear they're saying they were doing it to, like, harm children. It's a candy apple and razor blade situation where that's not really real. Yeah.
So there were no needles in the...
No. But people were saying, you know, there's needles in there.
Why does that happen?
Because, I don't know.
Who says, hey, you know, let's make up a fucking shitty rumor just to be...
Well,
different.
You have to remember, this is pre-internet, so...
Oh, wow.
People are bored. I mean, nowadays, you do that, people,
you
just, people are just going to call you, you're full of shit. Back then, it was like,
oh my word, let's start a letter-writing campaign.
See, my parents still think, like, there's going to be, like, razor blades and apples and shit now.
Of course.
So.
All right, so JTORS5 says, this is when we all learn that the chemicals that make Pepsi brown are actually delicious.
I mean,
no, it's
yeah.
What makes Pepsi brown is essentially a dye. It's
yeah.
a food color. It's a type of. It's what makes Pepsi delicious is actually the syrups that are in it that are clear.
There's a weird thing where people who ate like mac and cheese that was white, like white cheddar,
yeah,
and people that ate mac and cheese that was like orange cheddar, fat and same fucking taste and everything. They thought the orange one tasted better.
That is one of those
things. It's a psychological
thing. Yeah, it is one of those things that happens where when you associate something so heavily with being good, you're always going to pick the one you associate. Because, like, Pepsi or any colored sodas that aren't... Their basis is always clear. This is every soda because the syrup is always clear. They get their color from the food dyes that they put in there. That's,
so you're saying they could actually legitimately just make a legit Pepsi?
They could. They could make a legitimate Crystal Pepsi.
That tasted just like Pepsi.
Yeah. All they just don't need to put the brown food dye in there.
Huh.
You could do it with every soda. Mountain Dew, all those orange flavored sodas. Hmm. Yeah. You could have a line of just
clear sodas. All right.
But people wouldn't like that. They'd be confused. Okay, so Jay says,
if Pepsi wanted to come out and kick Coke's ass, they would release Crystal Pepsi again. The best of all.
This comment is 2 years old.
2 years old.
So, Jay has his money that, you know, once Crystal Pepsi's released, they're going to kick Coke's ass.
No.
What I think is going to happen is this. It's going to get released. It's going to become one of those, like, yeah, this is awesome. Remember this? And then the hype will probably die down, and then...
I'm honestly convinced they're going to stop making it after a while.
I think it's going to be a Code Red situation.
Oh, wow.
Where...
By the way, when you say a Code Red situation, it sounds like a very bad thing.
Yeah, it's like everything's going to hell.
Yeah.
It's going to be like Mountain Dew Code Red, where very popular. It was around for a while. Like, it was around for like 5 years, maybe. Maybe longer. And it got discontinued.
Livewire was another. Which I loved.
It's going to be one of those situations where it's popular enough. It lasts enough. But then eventually they'll just silently just... discontinue. Okay, so Mark says, anyone remember Crystal from the makers of Pepsi? It was a citrus drink that came out after Crystal Pepsi was discontinued, using pretty much the same label. I seem to be the only one who remembers it. Yeah, we just talked about that. Yeah, that was apparently, from my understanding, it did taste really good.
Mm-hmm.
It tasted sort of like a crush drink.
Okay.
But again, it didn't do well because...
See, I'm worried about this, the Crystal Pepsi coming out, that it's going to be like one of those Chicken Little situations where people are going to say, this doesn't taste like how I remember it. I'm like, does it really not, or is it because you don't remember what it tastes like?
It's probably going to be a situation like that where like the nostalgia is just so great that
yeah.
the taste you have in your mind won't ever... It's like when you try a food or a snack that from when you were little.
Yeah.
And you're like, this doesn't taste the same. And arguably that happens because they change the ingredients and stuff. I don't know if they're changing the flavors in this. Maybe. I don't know. But we'll see in July.
I mean, I have to imagine they still have like a list of all the ingredients to use. That's not, you know.
Okay, so Joe Medis says,
what the fuck? What's wrong with people? This doesn't look the same. I don't like this! Fucking plebeians!
These are the best. That's great. I don't know what to say to that. That's just awesome.
Swiggity Swag Down Grove Street says, which is the greatest YouTube name ever.
Yeah.
90s, 90s, 80s, 70s, 60s were all fucked up decades.
He's not wrong.
I think every decade was a fucked up decade.
You know, when you think about it, every decade has something horrible.
There's never been a time where nothing is not fucked up.
Yeah.
So?
It's either socially, economically...
or just weird trends that happen. So, Shavo says...
Guerrero?
No, Shavo, S-H.
Oh, okay.
I read an article about flying creatures, and birds were in it.
And, okay. I read an article about flying creatures. I hope birds were in it.
I love comments that are unrelated to the video.
I don't get it. It's so,
people just, I'm just like, I guess they're like, you know what? I'm just going to speak my mind right now. Hopefully someone responds to me.
I wonder what happens when someone says, well, like, yeah, okay.
So, Anne says... Pepsi, Coca-Cola equals Illuminati.
I really don't like how the internet is brought up this, like, ironic to even unironic, like...
That's not just the internet.
No, I know, but I'm noticing it more now because of the internet.
Dude, I think it is crazy people who really do, like, think everything's the Illuminati.
But there are people who are also just being...
There's that, too.
Yeah, so it's like, you're helping them. Stop.
So here's the last one. So... RK Mujin says, and this guy's a dreamer. He's dreamed big. Pepsi should have something like an iTunes store. Pepsi would remake the sodas of the past. Crystal Pepsi, Pepsi Blue, Summer Mix, Josta, Pepsi Throwback. And then when people go onto the online store, they can purchase these drinks from that local distributor. Just can't or won't carry. It's a win-win. Pepsi can see directly which market wants which drinks and which guesswork, and the consumer gets to bathe in as much of the drink of their choice without reprisal. Do you realize what he just described?
A store.
He described online shopping.
Yeah.
I
think I get what he's saying, that
because you have an iTunes store.
No, because like Amazon used to do this too, where it's like movies or like shows that weren't exactly in high demand.
He wants them to have like old products.
Yeah.
Like it's almost like a video on demand thing that certain like Warner Brothers.
He's asking for like it's literal like yeah. like demand and then we supply the
but
amount.
But it's weird how he's saying this like it's like a crazy original idea like an iTunes store where it's like or just say like why don't they just bring back those old sodas and just sell them exclusively online, which they totally could do.
But I get what he's saying. I just don't think it was worded properly. It's not a bad idea because I could see like again like I was saying like Amazon did that too where it was like oh like you want to buy this movie tell us when we'll burn it onto like a DVD.
Yeah, line. I mean Warner Brothers I think was the first studio to start that where they had the burn on demand thing.
Yeah,
like movies like Angus or whatever.
Yeah, movies that were like kind of liked by people but not enough to
like have, Angus.
Yeah,
do you know what Angus is?
No.
Okay, it's movies about this chubby kid who's not liked and his grandpa dies and stuff. And
so much like the movie, he's not very well liked.
It's very George C. Scott plays his grandpa.
Okay, so. But yeah, I mean. I don't know if there's viability in the soda market for doing it like that, but yeah. I'd like to see if it
was. My thing, which I think that every year they should just like, every year they should have a limited time like, resurrection of one soda.
Yeah.
Like, be like,
or maybe like have a calendar like, hey, this month is this month.
I think month is too crazy. I think
how about like half year then.
I seriously think just like it's a once a year deal where it's like, for this year we're bringing back Pepsi Blue. And
then I gotta wait like 4 years for like. Like
well, it makes it more special, I think, and also it's like you have to think about these machines that have to produce this stuff.
That's true.
I think it should be.
I mean, they have families too. They gotta take vacations.
The machines,
yeah,
the machines have families.
Exactly.
Maybe depending on how this does, maybe they will do that. Maybe eventually we'll see Pepsi Blue back. I really want Pepsi Blue back. If it's not clear, I want Pepsi Blue back. Maybe I need to drink it and vomit for that to happen.
Okay.
but yeah, I mean, who knows? I mean, it's kind of interesting these past few years seeing the resurgence of 90s stuff happening.
Yeah.
And this is just the beginning, I guess. I mean, that's...
It feels like it. It does feel like I'm on that weird, like, you know... It's like that Star Trek Enterprise moment. It's been a long road getting from there to here. Now my time is finally here. This is like, it feels like there's going to be like a lot more 90s stuff coming in.
Well, yeah, I mean, Nicktoons is getting in on that boat. We're going to be seeing revivals of a lot of Nickelodeon stuff.
Yeah.
X-Files is coming
that
back.
That too, yeah. So.
So, I mean, it's pretty crazy. There's a lot of 90s revivals happening, including soda.
Yeah.
Or soda pop, depending where you're at. Or pop.
Or Coke.
Or
God.
That's the only one that really bothers me.
Because
by
it's
way.
Pepsi isn't Coke.
It's like,
yeah,
that's the name of another product. Why? That has always bothered me.
Hey, do you want a McDonald's? Sure. where do you want it from? Carl's Jr.
That would be like that.
Yeah.
Like, I want a big juicy McDonald's tonight.
All right. Well, we'll go to Hardee's.
Obscure Gentleman Fun, head over to www.theobscuregentleman.com. And if you'd like to help support this podcast and the webcomic, please visit www.patreon.com/theobscuregentleman. We thank you for listening.